This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions. Mr. Modi urged citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity. He said, new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel toward unifying the country, PM Modi said that the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Relengo Bob Kathing Museum of Valour at Tawang today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a phone conversation with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. They discussed regional security developments, underscoring the need for further efforts to ensure stability in the Indo-Pacific region and globally. In an official press release by the White House, the leaders welcomed progress in the bilateral partnership, including through the upcoming initiative on critical and emerging technology. The Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, every street, locality, market and house of the state has been illuminated. Orcha, the city of Raja Ram and also known as Ayodhya of Madhya Pradesh, has been decorated with thousands of lamps in Bihar, making this Diwali a special occasion for contractual staffs of land reforms and revenue departments and contractual engineers working in different departments. The state government has decided to provide a handsome hike in their remuneration and salaries with retrospective effect. The National Stock Exchange, NSE, and Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, will conduct their annual Diwali Muhurat trading session tomorrow. This special trading session will mark the beginning of the new calendar year, Samvat 2081. According to the NSE's notification, the pre-open trading session will commence at 5:45 p.m. and end at 6 p.m., while normal markets trading will span between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. India has extended its support for a Cuban resolution at the United Nations calling for an end to the long-standing U.S. economic, commercial and financial embargo on Cuba. India's first secretary at the UN, Sneha Dubey, underscored the damaging effects of the embargo on Cuba's economy and people. In a vote held by the UN General Assembly, 187 nations backed the resolution, with only the United Nations and Israel opposing it. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bullipalli and Arjun Khade will be in action at the Bratislava Open tournament being held at Slovakia this evening. The Indian duo will take on the pair of Robin Hayes of Netherlands and Lucas Miedler of Austria in the men's doubles quarterfinals. In wrestling, India's Mansi Ahlawat has clinched the bronze medal in the women's 59kg category at the Seniors World Championships in Tirana, Albania. She defeated Lawrence Burgar of Canada 5-0 in the bronze medal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.